Photos, a fallen city, LA prostitutes in thongs work streets in daytime due to California law. By Amy Furr on October 23, 2023. Prostitutes in Los Angeles have been spotted wearing barely any clothing during daylight hours, and the scene has many questioning if such work is empowering for women. Hundreds of prostitutes have spent ample time on Figueroa Boulevard after Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, passed the Safer Streets for All Act, the New York Post reported Monday. The outlet noted the measure decriminalized loitering with the intent to work as a prostitute at the opening of 2023. Images show the scantily clad women standing next to vehicles in the area. Very dismayed, thought women were making sound, healthy, reasonable progress in the 70s, 80s and 90s plus. Apparently, we have regressed, this makes me sad. One social media user commented on the Post article. A fallen city, someone else stated, while another person said, every liberal area is becoming like a third world country. It's just sad. A source told the Post that such activity used to happen under cover of night, but it has become an around-the-clock issue affecting families who drive through the area. You go by the alleys, and you see a guy in the middle of the alley and a woman performing fellatio. And a mom and her kids have to pass by that. It's ridiculous, all in the open, broad daylight. God only knows the impact it has on those kids who have to see this, the person explained. Sources within the Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, said some prostitutes charge a mere $40 while others sell themselves for $160 or less. Others reportedly make approximately $1,000 in one evening. As part of the loitering rules, officers are no longer allowed to stop the women to offer them help, unless they look underage, the Post article read, adding authorities may refer those women to the Department of Children and Family Services. But some girls are back on the streets just a few days after spending time in a shelter or program. Street prostitution, involving pimps, sex traffickers, child exploitation, and violence, grew significantly in the city due to the law signed by Newsom to ban arrests for loitering for solicitation, Breitbart News reported in January. As Breitbart News noted this month, the law was one of several radical new pieces of legislation pushed by State Senator Scott Wiener de San Francisco, who is also responsible for a law making California a sanctuary state for minors seeking to become transgender through sexual reassignment surgery or drugs. Almost naked prostitutes have been seen more frequently in California cities since Newsom signed the law. Prostitutes wearing G-strings outside of schools, near highways, and businesses have created significant problems for residents in National City. Mayor Ron Morrison explained, they're waving to people on the freeway or, just to be honest with you, they are bending over for the freeway. I don't know how else to put it, they're showing their wares. According to the Post, one LAPD official said law enforcement is working to address the human trafficking issues on Figueroa Boulevard, where the number of victims has increased, noting police recently rescued a 14-year-old whom a pimp was trafficking in that area.